Dorothy Masuka here in the Global Village, originally from Zimbabwe, although she really helped to establish her career working in South Africa, and along with influences from Zimbabwe, that South African music and especially the township jazz styles that were developing at the time had a big influence on the sound and style of her music. She was pretty popular through South Africa and other parts of the continent until actually around the time that the Chimarenga music began to emerge. And there's some music actually from a later album as she caught the attention of an international world music audience, a release called Pata Pata. And from that, we heard Manyere, music from Dorothy Masuka. Oliver Mutukudzi in front of that, along with Thomas Mapfumo, one of the giants of music from Zimbabwe. And we heard some music from an album he did called Sarawoga, singer and songwriter and guitarist Oliver Mutukudzi. A contemporary band that has been attracting international attention, they're called Makumba. Luyando, one of their albums, and one that actually found them returning to more of a rootsy and acoustic style. Kumukanda, the piece that we heard from that. And all that started with one of the great timbira players to come from Zimbabwe, Efat Majuru, from an album he did called Journey of the Spirit, a piece called The Lion. We are highlighting music from Zimbabwe because April 18th is Independence Day in Zimbabwe. It marked the occasion in 1980 when the country finally became completely independent. And along with that, some major changes as Rhodesia, as it was then known, like South Africa, was an extremely segregated society. The music, as we mentioned, playing a role in that, the Chimarenga music that artists like Thomas Mapfumo helped to create and popularize. A bit later on, a popular style, a dance style that drew on influences of Chimarenga and also the East African guitar bands called Jit music became popular. And one of the popular groups that did that style was the Bundu Boys. We will hear some music from them after a quick break when we return to the Global Village.